It's Get Well Wednesday. And Get Well Wednesday is brought to you by CrestPro Health HD. CrestPro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to CrestPro Health HD. He's a colorectal surgeon. The colon.
Yes.
Ugh. Doctor.
Yes.
What is your name?
It's Dr. Ryan Williams. How are
Dr.
you guys?
Dr. Ryan Williams. All right, Dr. Ryan Williams. We're talking about the colon this morning. What is the colon and why is it always messing up on us?
The colon is the end part of our gastrointestinal tract. It has a couple purposes. One is to absorb the water and fluids that we drink, and the other part is just for storage and expulsion of the waste.
Okay, so why does it mess up on us so much?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the things that we eat. You know, sometimes we eat the wrong things, and our colon lets us know about it.
What are some of the wrong things to eat?
Well, some of the wrong things to eat are things that, we're talking about colon cancer. Some of the wrong things to eat that may lead to or increase your risk for colon cancer are things that are high in fat and low in fiber. So we always generally recommend that patients and, Americans be on a high-fiber diet, low in animal fat.
Fiber being vegetables and grains and that
sure.
kind of thing.
Sure, yeah. The main sources for the fiber in our diet are things like fruits, vegetables, grains, and cereals, just like you were mentioning.
And that's why African Americans disproportionately suffer from colon cancer, because we eat things that are high in animal fat and not enough fiber?
Well, that can be part of it. The other part of it is that generally African Americans seek health care a little bit less than, say, the average American. And so sometimes when it comes to cancers and other diseases, we seek care later. And so if we seek care later, then we can have a higher incidence of colon and rectal cancer.
Is there a genetic composition to this, too?
Well, there can be, but we have to remember that the greatest proportion of patients diagnosed with colon or rectal cancer don't have a family member that has had colon or rectal cancer. 80% of those cancers that are diagnosed don't have a family member or someone that they are related to with the cancer.
I didn't know that.
I had a colonoscopy well before it was recommended because a family member did have colon
sure.
cancer. And they were just saying that as you said about the diet and how we should take care of ourselves better. But what's the most important thing in terms of telling people about taking care of their colon? Is it the eating and then getting the colonoscopy when you're 50 years old, as they recommend?
Well, for African Americans, the screening age actually drops down to 45.
Mm-hmm.
So it usually begins at age 45, unless there's a family member that has had a colon cancer, and then it drops down 10 years before they were diagnosed. So beginning at age 45 is the general recommendation, but the single best thing that we can do to prevent colon cancer is not necessarily diet, but it's actually just getting the colonoscopy.
What about colonics? Does that help?
It doesn't help decrease your risk of colon cancer. The screening tests are, such as the colonoscopy, are the single best way of preventing and decreasing our risk of developing colon or rectal cancer.
The colonoscopy, is it easier? Have y'all made it easier than
before? Yeah, like a swab or something like that.
Jeez.
Do you really have to go go that far?
Like a breathalyzer or something? I mean, is it?
No breathalyzers. the colonoscopy in most instances is a very safe, very easy test to have done. You know, by
says
doing colonoscopy, we can
Yeah, it says the tester.
What's that?
Says the tester.
The man who does them, yes.
Oh, this is going to be easy.
Yeah. You know, after colonoscopy, I generally hear the same response, and that was it. We're done. That was much less involved than what I had anticipated.
You haven't done mine. Because you wouldn't hear that. What you hear from me is, I'm tapping out, Doc. I'm tapping out.
And it does take preparation. And
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of preparation. Yeah. HGT preparation. Whatever.
It does take a preparation, but all that is done to clear out any debris in the colon, just to make certain that we can see what we need to see, and if there's a polyp or something that's abnormal, we can biopsy or remove it.
Okay, symptoms. Symptoms for colon cancer.
Well, symptoms. Symptoms generally are at a late stage of diagnosis, and that's the reason why we try to do these colonoscopies early on, so we can remove any potential precancerous lesions, such as a polyp. But uh-huh. Symptoms can be just a change in your bowel habits. You know, you go more often, or you go less often, or you have rectal bleeding or abdominal pain. Those can be symptoms, and they should be addressed.
Okay. All right.
And yet there's some black men who have all those signs and won't go to the doctor.
No, they won't go to the doctor, but hopefully.
This will inspire a lot of people, too.
And if you have questions, the doctor, Dr. Brian, will be around for the next hour at 646-4464 to answer your question. Dr. Brian, I really appreciate this.
No problem. Anytime.